Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a victorious joy, about being on the winning team, about how Jesus wins the victory for us and in us and through us, and what it looks like to have a joy that wins. I suspect there's times that all of us have felt defeated because, well, we were defeated. We don't generally win at everything. And some things we don't care all that much about, and the agony of defeat fades quickly, but other things are more meaningful to us. And the defeat hits hard. And how much worse can it get than reaching out to God and realizing you're not good enough? The good news is you don't have to be good enough, and you can't be good enough. But the greater news is God is good enough. And today we want to focus in on a win for justice. Because of God's goodness, He makes things right. We've tend to have gotten the concept of justice a bit mixed up in our culture, our world. We tend to think of it as the punishment that happens when people go to court and are fined or put in jail. Most of that is punitive. There's not a lot that our legal system does to really make things right. There's not necessarily a lot that it can do. And so in its best efforts, it punishes, it demands restitution. That's the element of making things right. But it doesn't often focus on actual justice, the making of things right. That's biblical justice. We go back and we gain from God's word the concept of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And when it's taken literal, we take that to mean if you take my eye, I take your eye. If you knock out my tooth, I knock out your tooth. It's been said if we were to truly put that into practice, we would have a world full of people who are blind and toothless. But I think if you look through God's law as He gave to His people, you'll discover that so many of these things had more to do with recovering from wrongdoing. What if instead of plucking out someone's eye, if we cause someone's eye to be damaged, we become their eye for them? If we cause them to be crippled, we become their legs for them. We make things right. We do what we can to restore capability to the best that we can. But God's desire is that we look to Him not only for the example, but for the one who could do that in the greatest way possible. Our text today is Matthew 12, verses 20 and 21. Speaking of Jesus, it says, "A bruised reed He will not break, and a smoldering wick He will not snuff out till He leads justice to victory. In His name, the nations will put their hope." when we recognize how great God is, how righteous He is, we also discover how gentle He is. There are times where things become weakened, they become damaged, they simply are more fragile than normal, and it's easy to break them. A reed is one of those things. The Bible says that even a bruised reed Jesus is careful with. A smoldering wick, if you've ever lit a candle or tried to light a candle and it just sits there smoldering and it doesn't take much to extinguish it. And your goal is to get it to fan into full flame, and you work on it and you're gentle with it. And the Bible says Jesus is like that. Even a smoldering wick, He's not snuffing it out, He's helping it along. And He's doing this in order to bring justice to victory. The wrong that was done, it was done by us, but it began with Adam and Eve, their sin, their rebellion against God, their decision that we know more, or at least we want to know more. And so we'll do what God said not to do, because somehow that will make us equal with Him. And then the verdict was, had already been announced, in the day that you eat of that, you will surely die. The sentence was carried out and that separation from God took place. But the promise was also given that their descendant would crush. Even though the serpent would bite the heel, the descendant would crush the head of the serpent. Things would be made right again. And we can live as agents of that victory for justice when we choose to examine the circumstances of life that we are involved in, the circumstances of life that we observe, and we go to God for direction and wisdom and how to make them right to the best of our ability, but making them right through Jesus. There are numerous things that we can't undo. Sometimes we think to make it right is to restore it fully to what it was. And well, we can't do that with things here on earth. But God can do that with you and with me and with all of those that we encounter. We were created in His image. We become tarnished and filthy and bruised and smoldering with sin, and instead of crushing us, instead of snuffing us out, Jesus is gentle and make things right between us and Him, between us and God through His blood. And so it ought to be our goal, our desire to do the hard work that's required, that it takes to truly seek justice. I'm not talking about the modern social justice movement that seems more focused on yelling and mistreating those they disagree with. I'm sure that's not all of them, but it's the reputation you get based on who you hang out with. I'm talking about making things right between people and God, that we do that by proclaiming Jesus, by sharing Jesus, by living Jesus. We can make all of our best efforts at making things right between people. But that doesn't last long if those people aren't right with God. Because sin still reigns. Sin's still in charge. And it's through the blood of Jesus, it's through our surrender to Him that we discover victory for real justice. Victory for things truly being made right. Victory for all who place their hope in the living God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be made right, in order to experience a justice that isn't meant to punish us, but to restore us. And God, as we experience that kind of justice from your hand, through the blood of your Son, Jesus, through your love for us, may we be more involved in practicing that kind of justice with one another, in loving and forgiving and showing compassion, in being gentle, and not crushing those wounded by sin. But sharing the good news of Jesus with them. The hope that exists because we belong to Him. Father, as we live with this victorious joy, may the concept of justice not be frightening to us. We know what we deserve, and it's death. It's eternal separation from you, but we know your desire to make things right in a way only you can. And so, God, help us to put our trust in you, to put our hope in you, to put our faith in you, to live as one pursuing you in all things. And God, today, as we consider your goodness, may we be filled with joy because you have brought victory to justice. And as we live with that joy, may we lift up Jesus as the one who is compassionate, who is gentle, who is just, who is right. That as we lift up Him, may He draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been our Thursday, our New Year's Day, January 1, devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.